Today on My Fix It Up Life.
Why renovate? We talk tools and troubles, plans and peace of mind, and selling versus staying with two of our favorite HGTV renovation experts.
To see if the sweat equity is worth the work, licensed contractor and host of HGTV's Renovation Raiders, Amy Matthews, talks about ambushing the chaos of a renovation to make the remodel a real-time reality.
And from HGTV's Love It or List It Too and Extreme Makeover Home Edition, designer Jillian Harris talks tips and techniques for making big decisions about staying or moving on up.
From money to mud on the carpet and everything in between, we break down the walls of the big question, should I stay or should I go?
And it's all happening now on My Fix It Up Life.
Looking for a no-hassles roof for your home? DaVinci Roofscapes offers affordable slate and shake roofing tiles that add long-term beauty to your home. The synthetic DaVinci tiles resist mold, algae, fungus, and insects. Backed by a 50-year warranty, DaVinci roofs are fire-resistant and withstand severe weather like high winds and hail. It's no wonder thousands of homeowners have chosen DaVinci slate and shake tiles to not only protect but enhance the beauty of their home. Learn more about award-winning DaVinci products at DaVinciRoofscapes.com or call 1-800-328-4624 today.
And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And we're talking about why fix it. Why,
yeah.
Why go to the effort just buy a new one?
Well, I think go to the effort because you look pretty hot in a tool belt. So that's why we renovate, is because I like the way you look in a tool belt.
Well, I've got to put my radio stuff down and go get my tools. I'll be right back.
It does. There's something about a guy in a tool belt that is so handsome.
So I'm going to fish. In fact, I'm surf casting for a compliment right now. Jillian Harris, who's on the line with us.
Hi, guys.
How are you?
Sorry. I'm good. I'm so excited. I'm just butting right in there.
I want to know, do you think there's just something about a guy in a tool belt that's super hot, too?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. I mean, on a guy or a girl, I think there's something about strapping on that tool belt and having a hammer in there and getting to work. I think it's very sexy. But you won't find me wearing one, though. I used to be handy in my pre-Divas days, but I'm not handy anymore. I leave it up to the guys now.
That's cool. I didn't know you had pre-Diva days and post-Diva days. We're going to have to change the topic and dive all the way into Divadom.
Yeah, Mark wants to know the exact date that happened.
Yeah, what day did that happen?
Yeah.
Go.
Do you celebrate the anniversary of that?
Yeah, no kidding. No, I don't think I'm that much of a diva. I just, somewhere along the way, I lost my drive for hammering and screwing things together.
Well, it's probably because you're so busy traveling around, doing all the things you're doing with Charlie Ford, what you're doing for JillianHarris.com, you know, working on Extreme Makeover, working on all the different things that you do, keeping up with The Bachelor, Bachelorette,
exactly.
And also doing Love It or List It, too.
Exactly. Well, you know what? Before, I do have my hands full with Charlie Ford and my website and all these things. I definitely am pretty busy, but I actually remember not too long ago, we renovated my apartment here in Vancouver, and I replaced my carburetor and my sink by myself. And that was only like 3 years ago.
Really?
So I can do it. I can do it. I just, you know,
we believe.
It's a lot nicer when you can get a hunky man doing it for you.
I agree completely. There's something about pulling up a lawn chair and having a nice cool glass of something in your hand and watching, like, my husband do whatever it is. Mow the lawn.
Hold on a second.
Yes.
Build a little
yes.
project.
I have to take my shirt off.
It's
hold
just,
on a second.
There's just something very nice about that, and I enjoy it. But we're talking about why renovate today, and you are the perfect person to talk about it because Love It or List It Vancouver, that's something that you have to tackle every week on that show.
Exactly.
So what is this?
Go ahead.
I was going to say, so what are the things that, you know, you're on that show with Todd Talbot, and you're going head-to-head with him, and what are the things that usually you are confronting you as trying to get people to love it?
Well, you know, it's even though it's a competition, and I want to win, at the end of the day, we want our homeowners to be happy. So, you know, if Todd happens to find them a house that's better than what I can do, which is very rare, then I'm very happy for them. But I'm always trying to figure out, first of all, what doesn't work in the house for them, and trying to make the house more functional. And that's a little bit hard for me because I'm one of those people that operates by the pitter-patter of your heart. So even in my own house, there's a lot of things in my own house that actually aren't that functional, but I just want them to be beautiful and I want them to have meaning. But in this case, you really have to think about function first, and then you have to figure out how to bring... Sometimes homes just lack that warmth and that, like, that pitter-patter, that meaning. And so it's about making it functional first and then adding layers of the homeowner's personality and trying to really dissect who they are and what they love and why they love it and bringing that into the home in the form of decor. But it all depends. Like, you know, I say that you would renovate to love it if you really plan on staying. And if you plan on staying, and sometimes people say, well, why renovate? Because I'm planning on staying anyways. But as I mentioned earlier with you guys in another interview, that your space is a huge reflection of your mental space throughout the day. So if you wake up and you've got chipped countertops and bubbled linoleum floor and you know, your house is cluttered, you know, you don't always have to spend a fortune, but slowly renovating and improving your space. There's a reason why, you know, kitty litter boxes have to be cleaned. There's a reason why we clean our house. There's a reason why we improve our house. And that's just for the fact that we wake up in the morning and we feel like, yes, my house is the space that I wake up in is beautiful and I've worked hard on it and I've organized it and I've renovated it. And so if you plan on staying and you feel like you need a renovation and you can afford it, then I say by all means, get going on that. But if you do want to sell, you know, in Todd's case, I actually help him many times when homeowners do find a place that they love. It's always great to be able to get more bang for your buck out of your home and do a little renovation to make sure that you get the prime dollar for your real estate.
I love the pitter-patter.
Yeah, I'm digging that too, and you're kind of changing my life a little bit because I'm going to look at where we live and the spaces we occupy through a different lens and see if I can, instead of looking, I don't know, for the mistake that I made fixing it up.
Yes, I hate that.
Something that's broken, I'm going to try to look at what's good about it. I'm still going to fix that thing eventually, but I think that's a really positive, motivating perspective. I love that.
Yeah, it's, you know, I if anybody watched The Bachelorette, they would know that, unfortunately, when I was younger, my mom struggled with bipolar. And I learned a lot about, I actually went to college while she was struggling with this to learn more about the brain and about depression. And I took special courses to learn about this. And one of the things, you know, when I decided to become a designer, I was worried that it was a little bit of a frivolous career. I always felt like I would be in a career that would help people. I wanted to be a teacher, and then I wanted to be a veterinarian, and then I thought I would be a pediatrician. So I was worried about being a designer. But in fact, there's many things that can affect your mental state. And one of the things that helped my mother with her depression, among the right medication and the right support, was they actually moved. And they moved to a home that was not as compartmentalized. It had a lot more natural light. It was more open. And she claims that that was one of the things that helped her get out of her depression, because of natural light and because of all the sunshine that came in. And it's really important, if we're starting to feel blah, to open up our curtains, to clean our windows, to change the decor, to do a cleanse, and to feel like, oh, I'm getting rid of this stuff, I'm rearranging the house. Sometimes just rearranging things can make you feel like you've refreshed and you've restarted. And I really actually think that what I do can help people's heart go pitter-patter again. It's just figuring out a way to do it.
Well, I really
and not spending a lot of money.
I honestly do think Jillian Harris does make people have that little pitter-patter and you are so inspiring. I love going to your website, JillianHarris.com and CharlieFort.com. And you have to buy me a present from there, honey.
So we'll take a break now, and we'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Tired of the pain and misery.
Got paintbrush? Do it the high way, not the hard way, with Hyde's 14-in-1 multi-tool. It scrapes paint, spreads spackle, sets nails, it even cleans rollers. It screws and unscrews just about anything. There's even a bottle opener. Buy it online at Amazon.com.
Add more curb appeal to your home.
Create a memorable entrance with ThermaTrue fiberglass doors and Fipon synthetic trim that won't warp, crack, or rot.
And give you those rich details that make your home a showpiece.
Make your great entrance by visiting ThermaTrue.com and Fipon.com.
Pamper your skin the way nature intended with Green Street Luxuries. Green Street Luxuries offers you vegan and vegetarian-friendly homemade luxury soaps, lotions, and skincare products that have natural and healing ingredients. Try Green Street Luxuries today at greenstreetlux.com.
And you're back inside My Fix It Up Life with my wife, Teresa.
And my husband, Mark.
And I am not a mistake.
You're not a mistake.
I am not a mistake.
No?
Although mistakes...
Are you saying that your parents planned for you? They actually planned for this to happen to the planet?
No, I was actually thinking about our marriage and stuff. Yeah, but we're talking about...
Because I don't think you could be planned. Like, I don't think anyone can write down all the different things that you are and that you would become.
That would be a giant whiteboard right there.
It would be a giant whiteboard, and there'd be a lot of experts that would have to weigh in on that.
Oh, yeah. Flow chart that, baby.
And they would actually put timelines in for when they'd need different kinds of medical and psychological experts to come in to help you at key points in your life.
And new whiteboards.
Yes.
Which is actually kind of builds into planning, which is when, like, home improvement mistakes can get away from you.
It can get away from you, but we have someone on the line who is an expert at planning for a really exciting adventure, like you are in our lives.
Yes.
Yes. Amy Matthews, how are you?
I'm great. How are you guys doing?
We are doing fantastic. And I am curious, are you on break from filming right now?
We actually just started back up. Yesterday we finished day two in our warehouse space, and tomorrow we are headed into our first raid for season two. So we are pumped to get back to work.
And we're talking about HGTV's Renovation Raiders right now.
That's right. We are, the first season was so crazy because nobody'd seen the show because it hadn't aired yet, and people would come home after we completely demolished and renovated their space, and they'd walk in the door, and I'd be like, you just got raided, and people looked at me like I was a crazy person, and they were going to call the police because nobody knew what that meant. So now, hopefully, when we do that in a house, they're going to, be psyched. Just more than just the renovation, but they'll understand what's going on.
I can't imagine going out for dinner or going out and do anything and come home and having a totally new space. Like, having my house changed over, I would probably faint. I would cry. I would run out of the house, check to make sure I was in the right building. It would be crazy.
Yeah, what kinds of reactions? Obviously, you get the, oh, wow, this happened, I can't believe it, but the over-the-top or under-the-top reactions where people are, like, on the verge of passing out. Like, what have you seen?
We've kind of seen a little bit of everything. Everybody knows those traditional shows that we've seen so long on home renovation, TV, where someone walks in the door and they're like, oh, wow, it's a new couch or whatever. And so people walk into the space, and it's always a completely different reaction. We've had everything, just like you mentioned. We've had people that thought they were going to pass out, people that thought they were drunk, people that ran out of the house, people that they have no idea what's going on. But I think the difference is that it's not just their initial reaction, it's like this slow burn of them actually understanding what's happened to their space. So they have the initial shock, and then by the time, like, the dust settles and we're still there and we're starting to do the interviews with them, they're starting to kind of comprehend what's going on. And then weeks, even months later, like I just read a blog from one of our homeowners that wrote, you know, 7 months after her renovation, how she is more blown away and her husband is more blown away than they ever thought they'd be. So it's really fun to see their reactions down the road.
Oh, wow. And have you heard back from people yet that they're enjoying the spaces, that they're just like they're more pleased than they could even be, like could express because it took so long to sink in?
You know, it's one of those things where people start to appreciate it the longer they're in it because they understand the planning and the effort and the money that it would have taken them to figure the whole process out and to actually do the renovation. So I think that people are... The biggest thing is the quality of the work, and that's what I feel so proud of and I'm so proud of my team for, is that we could leave these houses and people could be like, oh, my gosh, I got this new kitchen. This is amazing. And then you start kind of looking at the details, and that's what everybody on the outside asks us, is how good can that actually look? You know, and we have the standard of if we wouldn't do this in our own homes, we're not going to do it. And so like any renovation, there's some things, some paint touch-ups. We'll leave them tools to, you know, fix little things that they might have to tweak, and the people are more than happy to do those things. So I think when they start looking at the quality of the work, that's what I'm most proud of and they're thrilled with.
Well, I'm really curious about the planning. To get that kind of quality and to be able to do it as fast as you do, to be able to plan for that kind of renovation, you guys must be doing some kind of like military kind of special ops training to be able to do all that stuff.
That is what it feels like. So let me tell you about the last 2 days in the warehouse. The first day we get there, Andy and I, kind of the guy that I go on with the intel, and he was on the show last season as well, he and I have taken measurements. We've looked through it. We've given all that stuff to the designer. The things have been looked at and ordered. So that pre-planning happens as soon as we go into the house, get our measurements, and take a look at what the ideas of the design. Then our designer goes to town, orders things, puts that all together. So our first warehouse day, that part of the pre-planning has been done. Then my construction guys come in. We all talk through all the pieces of the puzzle. The whole first day is literally putting cabinets together, laying out the kitchen, making sure we have everything, looking at furniture that's there, all of that. And then the second day is literally like yesterday, we did the actual run-through of what we will be doing tomorrow. But of course, you don't know what you're going to find until you open up the walls. So what we end up doing is we time it. I double the time that it takes us to get everything into our mock-up space, add time for demo, add time for cleanup at the end. And then I usually pad an extra hour into it. You know, we've still only got 5 to 6 hours, and within that is an hour padded for those unknowns. So instead of getting in there and scratching our heads and trying to figure out, we stand around in our run-through, and we figure out contingency A, B, and C, and so we have a plan. So there's hardly any thinking when we're there. It's just pulling from the truck everything that we've brought just in case. So that's really the only way that these things will actually work.
You must have 3 trucks of just in case. Just in case I need 40 more 2x4s. Just in case I need...
That's exactly it. The worst, the people that have it the worst, you know, are the electricians and the plumbers, because all of us have got our pattern down. We know where the tools are going. We know where the garbage goes. We know what cabinets go in first. And I'm making it sound easy. It's still like a nightmare. But the electrician and the plumber like have no idea. You know, we take pictures of the box and we look for the crawl spaces and we figure out what's open in the mechanical room underneath. But, you know, these guys literally, like, the kitchen that we're doing tomorrow is galvanized plumbing and we're going into PVC. So he's got to bring all these random connections of things that, like, who knows what he's going to find as he delves into the plumbing. And so those guys have to go to the home improvement store and literally pack for what ifs for every scenario. And they just, you know, they don't know what's in the soffits. I'm sorry, but the electrician doesn't know if he's got a 2-hour job ahead of him or of a 12-hour job that he's got to squish into 5. So I feel bad for those two.
Well, it sounds like Renovation Raiders, you are putting sort of a spotlight on all of, you know, the possible problems and scenarios that could happen. So it would be really good training ground for anybody that is interested in doing any kind of home improvement project, because you are just like pinpointing all of the places that could be a pitfall along the way.
We are, and that's a really good point. You know, most construction, let's say you take an average kitchen, what is it going to take? Maybe a month to 5 weeks, even if you have a contractor in there, you know, doing it for you, or maybe you're doing part of the project. But most people aren't troubleshooting anything until they get into the space. So instead of having like a day of work of demoing it and looking at it and just jumping on it and putting it back together, they open it up and then scratch their head and go, okay, so what do we do here? I mean, and a lot of them, you know, have an idea of what they're going to find behind, but there's so much time taken with those question marks and troubleshooting things. So, yes, I think if we were to run, like, a school for tradesmen, people would go flying out of there, you know, rocking every job out and making millions because they'd have this, you know, little tool in their back pocket of problem solving that is pretty amazing when these guys get into it. And they love the problem solving of it. So.
Well, that's Amy Matthews beating mistakes before they happen. Renovation Raiders on HGTV.
So follow her on Twitter at DIY Matthews. And we have to go to break.
We'll be back with more My Fix It Up Life.
Together believes that everyone deserves to live in a safe and healthy home. For nearly 25 years, Rebuilding Together has provided critical home repairs for low-income homeowners in need. With support from volunteers and skilled professionals, Rebuilding Together affiliates complete 10,000 rebuild projects every year, working to revitalize and stabilize vulnerable neighborhoods and communities across the country. Join Rebuilding Together and rebuild in your community. Find out how you can make a difference and get involved at rebuildingtogether.org. And you are inside My Fix It Up Life with my husband, Mark.
And my wife, Teresa. And we're talking about why renovate.
Why would you renovate?
Why bother? Just get a new one.
Just get a new what? Get a new house?
New house, new pool, new anything.
Are you like the Jim Gaffigan, you know, that whole story that Jim tells in one of his stand-up routines where he has, like, the Disney vacation computer. He's got, like, the wedding computer because he doesn't want to go through all of the photos and everything. He doesn't want to deal with it, so he just, like, gets a new computer for every event.
Just a new computer to store all the photos.
You're just going to get a new house every time you feel like updating the color, updating anything with it.
No, but it's...
You're going to own, like, so many houses.
It's a question that people ask,
yeah.
You can get derailed from anything like, is this project too big? Is it worth it? Is it worth the neighborhood? To, I just don't like it.
Yeah.
And I actually heard that conversation yesterday at Jack's sports class.
That somebody just didn't like their house, so they're going to get a new one?
Just didn't like it. They want to move closer to work, and there you go. But one of the big hurdles that people run into a lot is whether they decide to renovate or they're doing something new, color.
Yes, color is a big thing because it can make you fall in love, back in love with your house.
Exactly.
It really can. Like, if you have... it's like if you have a couch and you, like, reupholster it, you could totally re-fall in love with your couch and you won't want to give it away.
Exactly, and you can fall back in love with your house, as you point out.
Yeah.
And we're joined by Kate Smith of Sensational Color, who's got a new fresh color schemes for your home exterior. It's a 36-page free PDF download that demystifies color and makes it easier for people to get into the color game. And Kate, you've got some super cool tips in there. I want to know more about it.
Oh, terrific, Mark. Hi, Teresa.
Hi, Kate.
Glad you like it.
Oh, yeah. We do like it. And I love the part in there that you make it so easy to dissect your house and have a very simple step-by-step-by-step approach. And it's so graphic. It's easy to see. It's easy to read.
Yeah, well, you know what? I wanted to make sure that it was easy for people to follow along. And basically what I did was I took seven different styles of homes, and I laid out what's in my head as I'm thinking about how I'm choosing color so people can follow along, and try to do it in a very graphic way rather than lots of words. Show the colors, show some alternative types of color schemes for different types of houses, and then also talk about some of the things that are more important on, let's say, a colonial house than maybe a Spanish style or something. So the tips are talking also to things that if you have a Victorian or if you have a colonial, here are some things that are pretty common that are more important to look at than on another type of house. And then also today, because with the new American-style homes, they've taken a lot of the best from the homes we've loved throughout history and put those into what we call the American Contemporary or New American Style. And so as you read along, even if your house doesn't match one of these styles exactly, by looking at all the tips and kind of getting inside my head, I think you can find the elements for your home and figure out how to add the color. And I think adding color to the exterior is one of the easiest things people can do because they don't even have to know a lot about color because your house tells you. When you learn how to listen to what your home's telling you, it really directs you and helps you point in the right direction to the colors that are going to be just perfect.
That is so true. And, you know, your home is distinctive to you and your family, your neighborhood, the style. And that new American, that new style, that's sort of an amalgamation of all kinds of different styles, can be really confusing if you are trying to be authentic to the style of your home. And that you
right.
include that in the guide is really helpful because a lot of new houses are that these days in this country. And I also do like, too, that I think you can use this exterior color guide that you've created not just for the exterior house, but for decision-making processes in general. And, like, you go from the roof to the siding to the exterior cladding and all of that, but it's the same process that you use in making color selections for everything, too. I think that is just a beautiful way of helping break down a really hard process.
I would call that anchor points. That's
yeah,
the contractor
well, thank,
in me.
You know what? Thank you so much. And that really is true. And you know, I just want to mention because what I did is I worked as you know with some really great sponsors, so I could show specific products, and so people could go even look on, you know, if they wanted to really see in person how things work. Some specific, you know, with the Da Vinci roofs, you can see of the 49 colors, you know, how does that match up to, let's say, a Simonton window, or how does that work with the way, you know, and I've mentioned numerous paint companies, so there's some real-life examples. I think in one of them, the very first one, we're looking at a Simonton pine green window, how do you work with that, or how do you work with the different colors so that there's actual products, the paint company references. So it's not just looking at the guide, but for anybody that is working with, you can look at the actual products. If you're, you know, if you're working with these products, fabulous. They're all great companies. But even if you're not, you've got some really great references so that you can see how these materials go together. Because in the exterior, sometimes what's confusing is that the materials like a roof is not a solid color, and people don't really know, okay, what do I do with that? Like, how do I figure out how that works with, let's say, your flat paint color? And or how do I mix stone and roofing? What do you do there? And so these are the kinds of real-life examples that I've tried to point out, you know, how I think about it, how to look at it, and giving people really some easy tips so that they can do exactly the same thing with their home.
I love it. And I do love that you worked with real companies and real products and, you know, it's not a sales pitch for to buy those products, but just, you know, from the contractor in us, it's that we know
practical.
That they're real things, and it's not just about beautiful colors, but it's about stuff that you can really get your hands on and really install in your home or in a customer's home.
And we'll be back in just a minute with more My Fix It Up Life. Walls before you paint? Do it the Hyde way, not the hard way, with Hyde's dust-free sander. Attach to your wet dry vac and go. No drywall dust on your furniture, no tough cleanup when you're done. Buy online at Amazon.com.
You're back inside My Fix It Up Life, and we're at the end of the show.
So check out more how-to fun at MyFixItUpLife.com. Follow us on Twitter, like us on Facebook, and see what we're pinning on Pinterest.
Watch our videos on YouTube and listen to more shows at Blog Talk Radio, 1520 AM in Philly, and on iTunes.
And email us at info@MyFixItUpLife.com. We love to hear your home improvement successes, your challenges, and your ideas.
So make life fun and join us next time for more My Fix It Up Life.
Might be initial top into a tree and I'd like to wait.